This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, having good behavior versus bad behavior. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of having good behavior versus bad behavior with our neighbors. Islam gives importance to the neighbor, and we know that the rights of the neighbors must be looked after according to the Islamic teachings. On the other hand, there might be some people who say that our neighbors are not good, and they do have bad behavior, and they deal with their neighbors badly. What is the answer of Islam to this behavior? We can see that Islam says that because they are your neighbors, you must have a good behavior versus their bad behavior. And you must not answer them the way they are dealing with you. You must answer them in the best way, in the best possible way, or in the decent way, with the decent behavior. And this will change their attitude gradually. In Islam, it is said, "Waj'alni." There is a prayer with Imam Zainul Abidin is saying, and he says, "Waj'alni Allahumma ajzi bil ihsani musi'ahum." Oh Allah, give me this power that whenever they are being evil with me, I'm answering them in the best way, in a good way, and I'm doing a favor to them. وَأُعْرِضُوا بِالتَّجَاوُزِ عَنْ ظَالِمِهِمْ. And keep me away from the oppression if they are doing that. So if we are answering them in a good way, in a good manner, in a decent behavior, it can change the behavior of neighbors when they see that all the time, when they're having the bad behavior, they're having a bad attitude towards us. But we are replying in the best way or in a good and decent way, it will change their behavior in relation to the others, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. In today's lesson, we will be talking about the topic of having a good behavior versus the bad behavior of our neighbors. We said that Islam gives importance to the neighbors, and if our neighbors are having a bad behavior, we must deal in a decent way with them. On the other hand, we see that in the Islamic text, it is said that when your neighbors are having a bad behavior with you, you must forgive them. And this forgiving means that we are having a good relation with them. We are having a good behavior. We are answering them in a good way, in the best way possible. And even if they have maybe insulted us, maybe they are having a bad way of dealing with them, they talk us in a bad way, maybe they deal with other neighbors in the same way. So the best thing to do is to answer them in a decent way, and having the good behavior and decent behavior versus the bad behavior. But on the other hand, if we look and see that if we also answer them the way they were dealing with us, then obviously it brings troubles into the life. It brings insecurity in the neighborhood. It brings dispute amongst the neighbors. And therefore, the peace from that place will be gone. And this peace will flee away from that neighborhood. If we want this neighborhood to be the best neighborhood and a peaceful neighborhood, therefore, we need to make sure that even if our neighbor, a specific neighbor, is not having a good relation with others, we must have a good relation with that person so that he will be changed with the passage of time when he realizes that everyone is having a decent behavior except him, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.